Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast for Friday afternoon, January 30th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Biomed News Breaks, Volume 194, VNRX prepares reimbursement submission for new Q-cancer assays in France. The submission, supported by Hospices Civils de Lyon, aims to introduce the test into routine clinical practice for lung cancer management. Data suggests that measuring methylated nucleosome biomarkers at diagnosis can provide valuable information on survival and disease progression. The reimbursement submission is expected to be filed under France's Innovative Procedures Outside the Nomenclature framework, a significant step towards broader commercialization and potential licensing discussions.
Mining News Breaks. Max Power Mining identifies near-term Bracken well target for second natural hydrogen play in Saskatchewan. Max Power Mining has identified a near-term drilling target for a second natural hydrogen play in Saskatchewan. The company is advancing towards licensing to commence the Bracken well along the Saskatchewan-Montana border in February. This follows their confirmed natural hydrogen discovery at Lawson within the Genesis Trend, with plans to expand exploration and demonstrate basin scale continuity and scalability.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. presents positive phase 3 data for Tony at TM in fibromyalgia at the Non-Opioid Pain Summit. The data from the Resilient trial showed significant reductions in pain scores and improvements in sleep disturbance and fatigue. Tonya demonstrated potential as a non-opioid treatment for fibromyalgia patients with low discontinuation rates and mild adverse events.
Quantum Zyme, featured on cover of RSC Sustainability for Research in Enzyme Engineering for Ibuprofen Synthesis. Quantum Zyme Corp, Research on Enzyme Engineering for Ibuprofen Synthesis, featured on the cover of RSC Sustainability, highlighting computational design methodologies for more sustainable pharmaceutical manufacturing. The company's work focuses on improving enzyme performance through computational modeling and molecular simulation techniques. While still in development, this recognition underscores Quantum Zyme's commitment to green chemistry and advancing sustainable pharmaceutical manufacturing technologies.
New frontiers in biomedicine. Creative Biolabs advances eukaryotic microorganism exosome RD. New frontiers in biomedicine. Creative Biolabs advances research on eukaryotic microorganism exosomes, revealing their role as sophisticated signal carriers in the pathogen-host interaction. The company's comprehensive service platform offers high-precision isolation and characterization technologies for both fungal and protozoan exosomes, with potential applications in developing cell-free vaccines and drug carriers. Bridging laboratory technology with real-world outcomes, Creative Biolabs provides insights on overcoming key challenges in protozoan exosome research. Young Drivers of Canada 2026 Graduate Survey confirms long-term impact of predictive driving habits. Young Drivers of Canada has released results from its 2026 Graduate Survey, showing that students who completed the program over 2 years ago maintained strong habits in hazard identification and predictive driving. Graduates rated the program highly for helping them predict dangerous situations and avoid them. This reinforces young drivers' focus on habit-based driver education for long-term safety outcomes. Investor News Breaks, Solugenics Inquiry targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TMAT. Solagenix Inquai is targeting critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrate TMADRIA, a visible light-activated photodynamic therapy designed for early-stage CTCL. Clinical data show Hybrate's efficacy in reducing CTCL lesions, offering a safer alternative to traditional UV-based therapies. Solagenix is focused on developing and commercializing products for rare diseases with unmet medical needs.
Mining news breaks. PowerMax Minerals Inc. advances Atacocan on heels of robust technical dataset. PowerMax Minerals Inc. advances Atacocan rare earth elements property with completion of 2025 field exploration program. The systematic campaign evaluated geological and geochemical potential, identifying three principal lithological domains. The property is located in a region with established infrastructure and a history of mineral exploration. For more details, visit the full article at the provided link.
Circadian regulation could boost cancer immunotherapy, new study finds. Scientists have found that keeping circadian rhythms in mind while administering immunotherapy could boost treatment outcomes for cancer patients. This discovery could have significant implications for companies like Calliditas Biotherapeutics, Inc. that are exploring novel oncolytic virus therapies. The study suggests that aligning treatment with the body's natural rhythms may enhance the effectiveness of cancer immunotherapy.
NVIDIA releases AI models to expedite weather forecasting. NVIDIA has introduced three new open-source AI models aimed at enhancing the speed and accuracy of weather forecasting. The unveiling took place at the American Meteorological Society's annual conference in Houston. This development, along with the support from companies like DataVault AI Inc., is set to revolutionize the field of AI-driven weather prediction.
Every week I do. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.